This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The British Parliament has voted to take control of Brexit away from Prime Minister Theresa May. And today begins an effort by lawmakers to consider alternative approaches toward a Brexit separation agreement, acceptable both to Parliament and the European Union. May has failed twice to get her EU deal approved by the House of Commons, and her government called Parliament's move a dangerous, unpredictable precedent for the future. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
British lawmakers on Monday voted to tear up the rulebook and try and seize control of Brexit. The vote means lawmakers will take over Parliament's agenda for one day, that day being Wednesday. It'll then make time for a series of so-called indicative votes, meaning a range of Brexit options will be put forward to see what, if anything, commands a majority. It's an unprecedented move in British politics, but these are unprecedented times. Nearly 3 years after the referendum, the UK is bitterly divided. The Prime Minister's divorce deal has been rejected twice, and just days before Britain was supposed to leave the EU, it's now unclear how, when, or even if Brexit will take place.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters reporting. An independent panel of experts will investigate how U.S. regulators certify that planes are safe to fly after two deadly crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jetliners. The Federal Aviation Administration denies that aircraft companies are allowed to police themselves or self-certify their planes. The probe follows a crash in Ethiopia 2 weeks ago and another in Indonesia in October, which combined took nearly 350 lives. Airlines around the world have grounded the MAX 8 until more is known about why those two jetliners went down. This is VOA News. Congressional Democrats are pressing the Justice Department to provide the full report put together by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This, as Republicans say, it is time to move on from the investigation of now disproven allegations of collusion between the Donald Trump presidential campaign and Russia. For his part, Mr. Trump is leading a loud Republican chorus of critics, blasting those they say were responsible for starting the probe. More on all this from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump says he wouldn't be bothered at all if Robert Mueller's report is made public. Six House Democratic Committee chairs have written to Attorney General William Barr demanding the report and underlying evidence by April 2nd. California Congressman Adam Schiff, who heads the Intelligence Committee, says he still wants to know if the Russians got to Trump or his family.
We have yet to be briefed on the counterintelligence findings of Bob Mueller.
Barr's four-page letter does not detail what Mueller learned about Russia-related contacts during the 2016 presidential campaign and transition period. It also doesn't answer why several Trump associates lied to federal investigators or Congress about their contacts. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The House tries later today to override President Trump's veto of a resolution to block his declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The vote to override the president's first veto seems certain to fail, which would let stand his border emergency declaration. That would allow Trump to shift $3.6 billion from military construction projects to work on a barrier along the southwest boundary. However, even if his veto remains intact, Trump may not be able to spend the money right away because of lawsuits that might take years to resolve. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in Gaza overnight amid reports of continued rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. The Israeli raids, we are told, hit dozens of targets across Gaza, including the office of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. The latest round of hostilities prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his trip to Washington, but not before President Trump signed an executive order granting U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. That territory was taken from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli Six-Day War and was unilaterally annexed by Israel in 1981. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned his Russian counterpart that the United States will not stand idly by if Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. This amid reports that two Russian Air Force planes landed in Caracas on Monday, said to be a ward, a Russian defense official, and scores of Russian troops. Gene Randall, VOA News.